Title: VIP Arrangement Workflows Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass producers who want to make VIPs fast in Arrangement View without wrecking the mix or losing the original identity. First, let's get clear on what a VIP actually is in DNB terms. A VIP is not the remix where you change every sound. It's a special version of your own tune, same core DNA, but a new flow, new drop energy, and at least one moment where the crowd goes, wait, this is the VIP. And the big mindset for today is this: VIPs are arrangement-led. Phrasing and energy control first, sound design second. If you nail phrasing, locators, and repeatable variation techniques, you can make VIPs quickly and still sound like you spent a week. Let's build a full VIP structure: DJ-friendly intro, a drop one that respects the original, a drop to switch up with new drum behavior and a resampled bass moment, a breakdown and build, and a clean DJ-friendly outro. And the whole time, we're staying inside Arrangement View, using stock Ableton devices wherever possible. Step 0. Prep your existing tune into a VIP-ready kit. Before you touch the arrangement, duplicate the project. Save live set as, name it something like your tune VIP01. This is your safe sandbox. Now get organized. In Arrangement View, create group tracks, drums, bass, music or synths, effects and vocals if you have them. Inside drums, split out kick, snare, hats and percussion, and a break layer if you're doing any jungle flavor. And I'm going to coach you hard on this. Color code and rename everything. VIP work is speed. Speed comes from clarity. You should be able to look at the arrangement and instantly know what's happening. Here's an advanced workflow that will save you again and again. Treat Arrangement View like a versioning system. Before you start rearranging, go to the end of your set and create a parking area. Copy full time ranges of your original sections back there. Label them original drop, original break, original outro. Now you've got instant and due even when your history gets messy. Also, create an audio track called VIP Markers. No clips needed for sound. Use it visually. You can drop empty clips or little notes or blocks, so you can literally see your structure at a glance. Step 1. Lock phrasing with locators. This is your VIP backbone. DNB lives on 8, 16, and 32 bar phrasing. DJs expect it. Dancers feel it even if they can't explain it. If you break phrasing randomly, it can make a VIP feel amateur instantly. Set your grid to 1 bar for the big moves. Later, you'll switch to quarter notes when you're doing fills. Now add locators for a standard roadmap. For example, intro DJ 16, intro full 16, drop 132, breakdown 16, build 16, drop 2 VIP 32, outro DJ 32. Extra coach trick: name locators with energy tags so you don't waste time auditioning. Something like L, low energy, TJ intro, M, groove, drop 1A, H, peak, drop 2B, reset, breathe, breakdown. That way, when you scroll the timeline, you're choosing sections, not guessing. Step 2. Build a VIP intro that DJs will love. A DJ-friendly intro is mixable, clean, and predictable, but it still feels like your track. The VIP intro should say special version, without forcing a DJ to fight it. For the first 16 bars, strip it down. Mute the heavy bass. Mute the main lead hook or keep a tiny teaser version, filtered. Keep the kick and snare core, the hass and groove, and a simple atmosphere or texture. Now add motion with automation, because a static intro is a missed opportunity. On your drum group, drop in an auto filter. Set it to low pass. Start around 500 Hz and open it up to around 18K over 16 bars. Keep resonance modest, like 10 to 20%. You want movement, not a whistle. Also throw a utility in the drum or bass area for mono discipline. The club doesn't care about your wide sub. It cares that the low end hits. We're aiming to keep the bass below roughly 120 Hz mono. On an atmosphere or noise track, add echo, sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 20 to 35%, and high pass the echo around 300 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low mids. Automate dry slash wet from 0 up to maybe 20% across 8 bars, so the intro feels like it's coming into focus. And here's a very DNB specific detail. Put one break hit or classic stab near bar 15 or 16 as a signature moment right before the drop. That tiny gesture can make the VIP feel branded. Step 3. Drop 1. Keep the identity, add micro variation. Drop 1 should feel like the original, but tighter, more intentional, more finished. Copy the best 32-bar drop 1 from your original arrangement into this VIP set. Now instead of rewriting the whole drop, we use microvariation lanes. Think of these as tiny injections of excitement that happen on schedule. Create a short reverb return. Keep it short, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and high pass around 300 Hz. Create an echo return as well, maybe 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Then an arrangement view. At the end of every 8 bars, do two things. First, automate a quick echo send spike on the last snare hit, or a vocal stab, or a tiny FX hit. Second, do a 1-bar low-pass filter dip on the drum bus, pulling the top down to maybe 6 to 8K, then opening again. That gives you punctuation without changing the groove. Now add a ghost fill layer. Create a MIDI track with drum rack. Use quiet rim shots or percussion ticks. Keep velocity low, like 20 to 50. Pan subtly. The key is, this layer should create rolling momentum, but if you mute it, the drop still works. That's how you know it's supporting, not distracting. Coach note, use edit windows so your VIP stays musical. Decide that changes happen only on the last 2 beats of a phrase, or the last bar of every 8, or the last 2 bars of every 16. This is how you avoid random chaos. Controlled chaos is the goal. Step 4. Build the VIP switch-up engine. Resample bass, then rearrange. This is the heart of VIP workflows. You want new bass moments using old bass material, because it keeps the identity while giving you new behavior. Create an audio track called Bass Resample Print. Set audio from to your bass group, post effects, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars of bass during drop 1. Then consolidate a clean phrase. Make it tight, no empty space at the front. You want it easy to chop. Now warp and slice for VIP energy. If you want full phrase manipulation, Complex Pro can work. If you want aggressive rhythmic chops, go Beats Mode. Set Preserve to 1/16. Push Transients. Duplicate the clip so you always have an unedited backup. Then do quick edits. Reverse tiny sections, like an 1/8 note to a 1/4 bar. Pitch sections down 2 to 5 semitones using clip transpose. Add fades to avoid clicks. This is where you can create those how did they do that moments without designing a new synth patch. Now, build a fast VIP bass rack chain on the resample track. Start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz. Steep. If it's boxy, pull a bit around 250 to 400. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Add amp, yes, the stock amp. Clean or blues, low gain, just for grit. Then auto filter in band pass mode, and automate the frequency for coughing movement. Finally, a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling around minus 0.3. Key workflow. Keep the original bass group intact. Treat the resample as a VIP layer. Mute and unmute it for impact. That way your mix foundation stays stable. Extra advanced move. Commit fast. Keep options smarter. When you print bass resamples, also print stems of the same moment. Drums print, bass print, music print. Later you can do tape stops, hard mutes, and edits without reopening a heavy chain or changing how other sections behave. Step 5. Drop 2 VIP. Change drums and change bass behavior. Drop 2 should switch the engine, not just switch the sound. Let's talk drum VIP methods. Pick 1 or 2. Option 1. Halftime switch for 8 bars. Keep hats rolling at normal pace. Simplify the kick pattern. Keep snare on 2 and 4, but add extra ghost notes. It creates instant contrast while still feeling like T-Denby. Option 2. Jungle injection. Add a break layer for 16 bars. Put drum bus on the break layer. Drive maybe 5 to 15, boom low, crunch 10 to 30. Blend it carefully. You want energy, not a takeover. Option 3. Kick or snare rotation. Swap the snare sample for drop 2, or layer a clap top, but keep the same snare reverb send so the room stays coherent across the track. That's a pro move. New hit, same space. Now bass behavior. If drop 1 is rolling 16ths, make drop 2 call and response. 2 bars of bass phrase. 1 bar gap filled with FX and tension, then 1 bar stab or res. The important word is behavior, rhythm and negative space. Arrangement trick, in the first 4 bars of drop 2, remove 1 pillar. Usually the sub is the best choice. Let the mids hit, then slam the sub in at bar 5. That moment is pure VIP drama, and it costs you nothing. And if you want a structured approach inside a 32 bar drop, use a BC architecture. Bars 1 to 8 is A. Recognizable groove, minimal edits. Bars 9 to 16 is B. Introduce one new drum layer or syncopation. Bars 17 to 32 is C. The VIP claim, like a resample hook or a new call and response, that solves the same loop for 32 bars problem while staying DJ friendly. Step 6. Breakdown and build. Tension with controlled emptiness. In the breakdown, pull drums down. Maybe no kick, snare only, or rim plus clap. Let space do the work. Put auto filter on your music group. Start low pass around 1 to 2 kHz. Open it up toward 10 to 14 kHz across the build. Add a noise riser. Operator is perfect. Noise oscillator, filter sweep, increasing reverb send. Add sub drops and impacts. A short sighing hit pitch down, layered with an impact sample, will make transitions feel cinematic without needing complex sound design. And be careful with master automation. Tiny gain moves, plus or minus half a dB, can help a build feel like it's rising, but if you automate the master aggressively, you'll destroy consistency and headroom. Step 7. Make it feel mixed using arrangement safe bus control. Instead of remixing every section, keep consistent bus processing. On the drum group, EQ 8 to clean rumble below 30 Hz, glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Drum bus, drive 2 to 8, transients plus 5 to plus 15 if you need snap. Optional limiter is safety. On the bass group, EQ 8 for cleanup, saturator with soft clip, multiband dynamics gently, like a light ATT vibe. Amount 10 to 25%. Then utility for mono management. Width 0% below around 120 Hz. And if you want width, do it on a separate mid-bass layer above 150 or 200. Step 8. Final pass. VIP moments checklist. You want at least one fake out, like a half bar mute right before the slam. At least one U8 bar drum variation. Hats, ghosts, break layer, swing swap. At least one resample bass call out, a chop, a reverse, a pitch dip, and at least one signature transition, echo throw, tape stop, or a repeatable turnaround bar that becomes your fingerprint. Here's a stockish tape stop method. Resample one bar of master or drums to audio, then automate clip transpose downward with warp behavior that sells the slowdown. It's fast, and it works. Extra arrangement upgrade. Build DJ mix points deliberately, not just intro and outro. Add 8-bar segments where harmony is stable and ear candy is minimal. Label them mix and safe and mix out safe. That small decision makes your VIP more playable. Also remember, energy ramps come from density, not volume. More ghost notes, more frequent fills, shorter effects, more call and response. Keep loudness stable and the VIP feels bigger. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't break phrasing. Don't turn the VIP into too many new sounds. Don't over-automate the master. This audio version is shortened for playback.